I'm reading from the NIV and I'm starting in Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. To the one who remembers us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried, tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us, he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Psalm 138. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will be not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, all your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God! Away from me, you bloodthirsty men! They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Psalm 140. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name and the upright will live in your presence. Psalm 141. I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my house mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him, I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Psalm 143. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, to preserve my life, in your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies, destroy all my foes, for I am your servant.
Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, who prepares my hands for war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and in him whom I trust, who subdues nations under me. O Lord, who is a man that you take notice of him, or the son of man that you make account of him? Man is like a breath. His days are a shadow that passes away. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke, casting forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Send your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters, from the hand of the foreigners whose mouth speaks lies, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto you, O God, on a harp and an instrument of 10 strings. I will sing praises unto you. It is he who gives victory to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of the foreigners whose mouth speaks lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May your sons in their youth be like plants full grown, and our daughters like cornerstones cut in the similitude of a palace, that our granite areas are may be full, providing all manner of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields, and may our cattle be strong in labor. May there be no breaking in or going out, and no wailing in our streets. Blessed are the people who have such things. Indeed, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 145. I will exalt you, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unfathomable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty and of your wondrous works. They shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will deliver your greatness. They shall abundantly declare the fame of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is all over his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to his people his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and loving in all his works. The Lord is near to all those who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He who fulfills the desire of those who fear him, he also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let the people bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalms 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my life. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath leaves him, and he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans will perish. Blessed is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faithfulness forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord releases the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are brought down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord pleases the sojourners. He lifts up the fatherless and the widow, but on the way of the wicked, he brings disaster. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise you, Lord. Psalms 147. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds Jerusalem up. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them by their names. Great is the Lord and in great power. His understanding is without measure. The Lord lifts up the meek. He casts down the wicked to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain from the earth, who makes grass to grow up on the mountains. He gives food to the animals and to the young ravens that chirp. His delight not is in the strength of the horse, nor does he take pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends forth his commandments on the earth. His word goes out swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends his word and melts them. He causes the wind to blow and the waters to flow. And he shows his word to Jacob and his statutes of his judgments to Israel. He has dealt so with any other, he has not dealt so with any other nation. They have not known his judgments. Praise the Lord. Psalms 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all of your stars of light. Praise him, your highest of heavens, and your waters that are above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, your great sea creatures in all your depths, fire and hail and snow and mist, storming wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, animals and all cattle, creeping things, flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, both men and maidens and old men and their children, let them praise the names of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent, for his glory is above the heaven and the earth. He has raised up a victory horn for his people. Praise all his saints, even for the people of Israel near him. Praise the Lord. Psalms 149. Praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and praise him in the assembly of the godly ones. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises unto him with the tambourines and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will bountifully the meek with salvation. Let the godly ones be joyful in the Lord. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people, to bind their kingdoms with chains and their nobles with shackles of iron, to execute upon them the written judgments. This is the honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise God in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the string instruments and flute. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with the clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Proverbs chapter 1. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, judgment, justice, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the teachings of your mother, for there will be a garland of grace on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us lurk secretly for those, the innocent, without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as they who go out down into the pit. We will find all kinds of precious possessions. We will fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. But their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. They lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom cries out from the street. She utters her voice in the markets. She cries at the corner of the streets, in the openings of the gates. She speaks her words in the city. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, because you neglected all of my counsel and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come up to you, then they will call on me and I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise all my reproof. Therefore, they will eat a fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the prosperity of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure from fear of evil. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments within you, so that you incline your ears to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for knowledge and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as the hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He keeps the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, and who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, even the seductress who flatters you with her words, who forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the departed spirits. None who go to her returns again, nor do they take hold of the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of good men and keep the path of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land and the innocent will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors will be rooted out of it.
O Lord God, you are great and greatly to be praised. Who is like you, Mika Mocha? There is no other. You know our innermost thoughts and desires. Let them be pleasing to you. You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Help us, Lord, to tell others of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. You are trustworthy in all your promises and faithful in all you do. You are near to those who call upon you in truth. You fulfill the desires of those who revere you, and you hear their cry and save them. We ask, Lord, for your healing and guidance in our lives. Lengthen our days in which we can praise you and glorify your name. We ask this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Savior. Amen.